This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. We have an amazing sugya today. The Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph is discussing whether a father has rights to the earnings of his daughter, and the oven who's a nara. And the Gemara says, yes, definitely, a father is entitled to the earnings of his father. A father is entitled to the earnings of his daughter, who's a nara. Because we know a father is allowed to give over his daughter. A father is allowed to give over his daughter to chuppah. And if he's giving over to chuppah, well, what about the fact that on that day, she's not able to earn money? That indicates that the father has a right to the daughter's earnings. The fact that the father can be mevatel his daughter from earning money means the earnings go to him. And the Gemara says it's not a raya, because maybe he gave her over l'chuppah at night, or maybe he gave her over on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Maybe he gave her over on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So really, a father is not entitled to the earnings of his daughter. How could he give her over l'chuppah? It's talking about a scenario where he gave her over on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Tosfos asks the following question. The father gave her over to marriage on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to do chuppah on Yom Tov. You can't get married on Yom Tov. Because we darshin, v'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So how could the Gemara say the scenario is where the father is marrying her off on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov? So Tosfos says, afagav de'amar b'moyed katan, v'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. Even though, here we have it on the screen here. Afagav d'amar b'ikatan v'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. De'ein noy simnashim b'chula shamayid. You're not to get married on chalamayid. Mishum de'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. V'drasha gemurahi. It's a complete drasha. K'da'amar b'chagiga d'havim midar raisa. It's midaraisa. Ikalameimar, you could say the hacha airi. Here we're talking about shah achas lifnei yamtif, an hour before yamtif. Shehu yamtif leinyan malacha. That regarding doing malacha, it's yamtif. The taisefes dairaisa. Ubetela ba'isa sham in hamalacha. And at that moment, she's batel from malacha. So listen carefully to what Tosfos is saying. How do you have a scenario where she's getting married, but she's not allowed to do malacha? An hour before Yom Tov, because Tosfos Yom Tov is Dairaisa. You'll ask, if Tosfos Yom Tov is Dairaisa, then just like she's not allowed to do malacha, she's not allowed to get married. Apparently, we see from Tosfos that it's only Yom Tov regarding certain things. It's only Yom Tov regarding Isser Malacha. But it's not Yom Tov regarding Ein mevatlin, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Right? You got that? It's not Yom Tov regarding ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So it comes out that she's not allowed to do malacha at that moment, but she is allowed to get married. Apparently, there's a geder of Tosefes Yom Tov where she's not allowed to do malacha, but she's allowed to get married. Fine, that's Tosefes and Ksubas. The Achronim point out that this seems to contradict the famous Tosfos in Psachim. In the very beginning of Psachim, where the Gemara says in Psachim that on Erev Pesach, close to Mincha time, you're not allowed to eat until it gets dark. The question is, why does it have to say until it gets dark? Obviously, you're not allowed to eat until it gets dark. And why does it only say this regarding Pesach and not regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov? Meaning, Shabbos and Yom Tov also you're not supposed to eat until it gets dark. Isn't that the halacha? That you shouldn't eat until it gets dark on Erev Yom Tov. So why does it have to say until it gets dark? And why only Erev Pesach? Says Tosfos, V'amar harimi korbel. No, degabe matzah davka be'inanat shetachshach. Only regarding achilas matzah do you have to wait until it gets dark. Kedetanya b'toisefta ha-pesach u-matzah u-marar mitzvasan mishatachshach. Pesach matzah marar, the mitzvah is when it gets dark. The taima mishum d'chsev, the reason is because it says v'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh, you'll eat the meat on this night. U-matzah u-marar iskash l'pesach, the Pesach has to be b'layla, and matzah u-marar is iskash to the Pesach. Avol sudas Shabbos v'yamim toivim matzi achaluhu mi ba'od yaim. Sudas Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to eat, even while it's day. K'damar perek tefilas ha-shachar, mispalo adam shal Shabbos b'erev Shabbos, v'oymer kiddush ha-yoyim, mi ba'od yaim. So let's listen carefully to what Tosfos is saying. That when it comes to Pesach, there's a special gzeirus ha-kosuv, that you can't eat matzah until the night. Because since the Pesach has to be belayla, therefore the matzah has to be belayla. But on an ordinary Shabbos, you're allowed to eat sudas Shabbos before Shabbos. And you're allowed to make kiddush before Shabbos. What do we see from here? That Toisefes Shabbos is not only legabe Yisr Malacha. Toisefes Shabbos is even legabe Sudas Shabbos. Toisefes Yom Tov is even legabe Sudas Yom Tov. It's even legabe Kiddush. So L'chayra, why wouldn't it be Toisefes Yom Tov legabe not getting married of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? We see you're allowed to have Sudas Yom Tov, and you're allowed to have Sudas Shabbos, and you're allowed to make Kiddush. Meaning from Toisus and Ksubis, it's Mashma, that Toisefes Shabbos v'Yom Tov is only Legabe Yisr Melacha. But we see here in Psachim that you would even have been allowed to eat Matzah before the night time had it not been for a special Gzeres HaKasuf. It seems like from Toisus and Psachim, Toisefes is Shabbos and Yom Tov regarding all aspects, not only Legabe Isser Malacha. Toisus and Ksubis is saying no, Toisefes is only Yom Tov regarding Isser Malacha, but not regarding the prohibition that you're not allowed to get married, that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So why don't we say, according to Toisus and Psachim, that you would have been allowed to eat matzah, and you are allowed to have Sudas Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you are allowed to make Kiddush, why wouldn't we apply the Isser of not getting married? So this is a question of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the beginning of Arvei Psachim. He says, "B'toisus reish Arvei Psachim kasu, da achilas matzah hidavka ad shetachshach, v'loy k'may b'Shabbos, not like Shabbos, de'evsher l'kadosh mi'ba'od yom, that you could be mekadosh while it's still day, v'tayma, mishum d'chsev b'layla." The reason why matzah has to be at night is because it says at night, V'toisus yom tov lo yihav alayla. Says Rabbi Chanan, U'mashma di lav kra, it's mashav not for the pasuk, Roy Loimer would be fit to say, Di yoytse b'pesach u'matzah b'toisus yom tov. That you would be yoytse on Pesach and matzah in the Toisefes, kivan de kiddush l'inyan isr malacha, since it's sanctified regarding not doing malachu adin l'inyan mitzvah sayoyim. So too, if it's sanctified that you now do malacha, it should be sanctified regarding the mitzvahs of the day. So, the question is, asked Rabbi Chanan, if that's the case, v'kasha, it's difficult. The b'ksubis, memzayin kasu, and ksubis daf memzayin, Toisus writes, the b'toisus yamtif leka mitzvahs v'samachta v'chagecha. Then on Toisus yamtif, there is no mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. After asur v'malacha midaraisa, even though you're not allowed to do malacha midaraisa, Toisus is masha. There's no mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. Umayshna mitzvahs matzah mitzvahs v'samachta. Why is it that the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha does not apply in Toisefes, and therefore you're allowed to get married? So if v'samachta b'chagecha doesn't apply in Toisefes, so then matzah shouldn't apply bizman toisefes. Why would the mitzvah of matzah, yes, apply, and v'samachta not apply? Why do I need a special gzeres? In other words, you can make kiddush you would have been allowed to eat matzah. So why does v'samachta b'chagecha not apply? So let's try the following answer, right? You hear the Tzira and Toysus. Toysus and Ksubas says it's only Yomtif Lagabe Isser Malacha, not regarding Vesamachta Bechagecha. And Toysus in Psachim says it is Yomtif Lagabe Matzah, it is Yomtif Lagabe Kiddush. Let's begin with the following Magen Avram. Magen Avraham wants to know, let's say a person on the last day of Pesach has a Suda, and the Suda goes a really long time. The Suda goes very late. And Yom Tov is over now, but they didn't make Havdalah, and he didn't daven Maariv. Is he allowed to eat Chametz? You hear this? In other words, he's eating the meal on Achron Shel Pesach. He's having Kneidlach. He's having some kind of roast with a lot of potatoes and macaroons and, you know, gluten-free cake. And then he's eating. And now Pesach is over and the pizza store is over. But he didn't daven. He didn't make Havdalah. Could he eat pizza? That's the Shaila of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, "Umi shehischa lecha b'matzoy Pesach mi ba'oid yom." Someone who began eating matzah Pesach while it was day, v'nimshach ad alayla, v'adayin lo yisvalo v'hibdo. He didn't daven, he didn't make havdalah. Tzorchi ani mutar lecha chametz. It's a question: could he eat chametz? The lechayra nira shemutar lecha. Lechayra would seem he could eat. The kivan shecheshcha layla. Since it became night, have a chol chomili. It's a weekday. The rabbi said, don't do malach until you say Havdalah. But Isser Chametz ain't talking about Havdalah. The Isser Chametz is not meant to Havdalah. Sherei af b'chol amoid, asr lechol chametz. V'lachin, therefore, kivin shechashecha, motor lechol chametz. Says the Magen Avraham, there's a big difference between Isser Malacha and Chametz. Isser Malacha is dependent on Isser Malacha is dependent on Kedushas Hayom. So the rabbis say the Kedushas Hayom is not over until your Mavdil b'Havdalah. But Chametz is not dependent on Kedushas Hayom because you're not eating Chametz on Chol HaMoed. Isser Chametz is not dependent on Havdalah because when you make Havdalah after the first days, you still can't eat Chametz. Right? After the first days, you made Havdalah. Could you eat Chametz by Chol HaMoed? No. That means Chametz is dependent, is not contingent on Havdalah. It's not connected to Havdalah. So as soon as Yom Tov is over, you should be allowed to eat Chametz. You can't do Malacha until you make Havdalah. But Chametz you're allowed to eat, says the Magen Avraham. You want to eat pizza before you make Havdalah? Could be you could do that, says the Magen Avraham. The Sefer Chavatzos HaSharon quotes this Magen Avraham, and he says the Chok Yaakov passings like that Magen Avraham, and he explains that from here we see the din of Tosefes Yom Tov is only applicable for the dinim that are dependent on it being Yom Tov. Isser Malacha is contingent on Yom Tov. Because you're allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, so the Isser Malacha is dependent on Yom Tov. So if it's dependent on Yom Tov, Tosefes Yom Tov extends Yom Tov. But Isser Chametz is not connected to Kedushas Yom Tov. It's not connected to the Kedusha of the seventh day, or the first day, because Chol HaMoed you're not eating Chametz. It's dependent on Pesach, not Kedushas Hayoim. It's connected to Pesach. So as soon as it becomes night and Pesach is over, you can eat Chametz before Havdalah. In other words, the Isser Malacha is dependent on Kedushas Hayoim. You can't do it on the first day, you can do it on Chol HaMoed, you can't do it on the last day. So anything that's contingent on Yom Tov, then Tosefes will continue the Isser Malacha, be it in the beginning, like we find you can't do Malacha in the beginning of Yom Tov, or in the end, before you make Havdalah. But the Isser Chametz is not contingent on Kedushas Hayom, it's contingent on it's not contingent on day one or day seven. Chametz is dependent on Pesach. So Pesach is over. So then there is no Isser of Chametz. What would you say about V'samachta B'chagecha? Is V'samachta B'chagecha dependent on Kedushas Hayom? Or is it dependent on Pesach? Well, you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed either. So then it's analogous to Chametz, not analogous to Isser Malacha. So it's analogous to Chametz. You're allowed to eat Chametz right after Yom Tov. So if you're allowed to eat Chametz right after Yom Tov, then you should be allowed to get married during Tosefes Yom Tov. And this might answer the stira on the Tosefin. So it says the Chavetz Chaim HaSharon, he quotes Tosefes, that you're allowed to get married in Tosefes Yom Tov. You're not allowed to get married on Chol HaShemoed. So Shaloi La'arav Simchas Ishtav Simchas HaRegel. In Tosefes Yom Tov it's Mutter. So he quotes the Divrei Yecheskel, that the din of Tosefes Yom Tov does not include the din of Simcha. It's only Legabe Yisr Malacha. But it was not Legabe any other Halachas of Yom Tov. However, he says as follows, that we could answer this question a little bit differently. It's not that Tosefes Yom Tov was never said regarding anything other than Isser Malacha. Because you know you can make Kiddush then. And we know you could eat Sudas Yom Tov then. He says, it could be, according to the Magen Avraham, it comes out very good. Because we see from the Magen Avraham that Tosefes Yom Tov only helps for something that it's Shaykh Kedushas Shabbos V'Yom Tov. That's, for example, Isser Malacha. But Legabi, the mitzvah of Simcha, which is Noyeg even on Chol HaMoed, there is no din Tosefes. So now we can answer Tosefes and Psachim, because the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Marar is only on Yom Tov. So you could be Mekayim them, even Bizman HaTosefes. Meaning Isser Malacha does not apply to Chol HaMoed. So Isser Malacha is dependent on Kedushas Hayoim. So if it's dependent on Kedushas Hayoim, there is an Isser Malacha. Likewise, Pesach Matzah Maror you can't do on Chol HaMoed. So you would have been able to do it on the Tosefes if not for the Pasuk. But Simcha applies the whole Chol HaMoed. So Simcha applies the whole Chol HaMoed. There is no Simcha in the Zman Tosefes. Because since it applies Chol HaMoed, it's not dependent on the Kedushas Hayom. It's dependent on Yom Tov, but it's not Yom Tov yet. This is the answer that the Chavetz Chaim HaSharon wants to give based on the Magen Avraham, that you see that the Tosefes Yom Tov only incorporates the dinim dependent on Kedushas Yom Tov, which is Isser Malacha. But we know that Isser Chametz is not dependent on Kedushas Yom Tov because you're not allowed to eat it on Chol HaMoed. So then you are allowed to eat it when Yom Tov is over. By the way, it would come out according to the Magen Avraham that during Tosefes Yom Tov you would be allowed to eat chametz. In other words, if somebody accepted upon themselves a Yom Tov an hour early, according to the Magen Avraham, you're allowed to eat chametz. I would ask another question on this. If you're saying you're allowed to get married in the hour before Yom Tov, because the mitzvah of Simcha doesn't apply, then why are you allowed to make So if you'll say, well, you're allowed to make Kiddush because Kiddush is Kedushas Hayoim. Yeah, but how could you be Yoytzei the din of Sudas Yomtiv? Don't you have to eat meat and drink wine on Yomtiv? How could you be Yoytzei that if there's a mitzvah of the Samachta B'Chagecha and that is dependent on Yomtiv proper? So if you're allowed to get married, that means there's no mitzvah of Simcha. If there's no mitzvah of Simcha, how could you be Yoytzei Sudas Yomtiv then? That's what I would ask on this approach. The Sefer Kava de Koshisa also gives this answer based on the Magen Avram. He says, what would the halacha be if somebody accepted upon themselves sukkahs an hour early and they wanted to eat a meal? So we know the first night you have to eat in the sukkah after dark. Fine, I will. But what if in the meantime I'm hungry? I made an early yomtiv, right? And in the meantime I want to have a piece of cake. Do I have to eat in the sukkah? So I would have said, we learn out, one second, what would I have said? According to the Magen Avram, you're allowed to eat chametz after Yom Tov, because chametz is not dependent on Kedushas Hayoim, it's dependent on the Yom Tov proper. So if chametz is not dependent on Kedushas Hayoim, and I'm allowed to eat chametz, then I should not have to be makbid about eating in the sukkah. And that's what the Kava de Kushaisa says. You don't have to be makbid on eating in the sukkah. Kivan, he says, V'gami nechayv kal lecha b'sukkah b'toysis yomtiv. Kivan de sukkah noye gam b'choyel. Ein boi toysefes, there's no toysis yomtiv. Kedemucha b'toysis uksuvas, remaz de masar. L'gabe simcha, de ina mechuyah b'toysis yomtiv. And the reason is, because it's noye b'chol amoyed. So if it's noyeg b'chol amoyed, it's not noyeg before Yom Tov proper. The only thing, as I would say, Tosis already said that you would be able to eat matzah if not for a special gzeres hakasov. Unless you say, but once we have that gzeres hakasov, it would apply to sukkah as well. And he brings the same raya from the Magen Avram at the end of Hilchos Pesach regarding chametz before Havdalah. And he quotes a stira that on Matzah Yom Kippur, but again, we see that from the Magen Avram, there's this idea that the dinim of Toisefes only embraces Isser Malacha, does not embrace the Isser of eating Chametz, because that's, since that applies on Chol HaMoed, it does not apply in Toisefes, just like Simcha does not apply in Toisefes. By the way, there's there's another way to answer the stira in Tosfos. Again, the stira is Tosfos in Ksubis says that even though there's an Isser Malacha, you're allowed to get married. You're allowed to get married. That the mitzvah of Simcha doesn't apply. It only applies to Isser Malacha. I, Tosfos in Psachim, says it applies Legabe Kiddush and Legabe Simchas Yomtiv. There's a very good answer to this question, another answer. And the answer is, you know why Tosfos in Ksuba says that you're allowed to get married then? If I'm allowed to make Kiddush and I'm allowed to be Yotzi the Suda, so we see Tosefes embraces everything. It embraces the mitzvah of matzah, if not for Gzeres HaKasav. So why doesn't it embrace Simcha? Did you know that it's not Pashut, that the first night of Yom Tov, there is a mitzvah of Simcha? Do you know the Gemara in Sukkah and in Psachim says, Yet Leil Yom Tov Harishon of Chag is Nismaid from the mitzvah of Simcha, because it says V'hayisa Ach Sameach, and we dash an Ach. Ach and Rak is a Miut. That you're not Chayiv to Shecht Behemoth Shlomim on Erev Yom Tov for the Simcha the first night. And there's a Shaila, does it apply only to the Simcha of Karbanos? But other kinds of Simcha like wine, there is a Simcha, or is it Legamri Nismayit? The Shagas Aryeh holds that the first night of Yom Tov there is no mitzvah of Simcha. So you could say like this, that really Tosfos in Pesachim is right, that during Tosefes you can't do Malacha, and you could make Kiddush, and you could be Yotzei Simchas Yom Tov. I, Tosfos in Ksubis says, only you can't do Malacha, but you're allowed to get married. Tosfos is talking about the first night. If Tosfos is talking about the first night, then there's no mitzvah of Simcha on the first night. So if there's no mitzvah of Simcha, you could get married. Because the mitzvah is v'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, but that's only when there's a mitzvah of Simcha. The first night of Yom Tov, Tosfos holds, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. Ah, you'll ask, if there's no mitzvah of Simcha, why does Tosfos have to say that we're talking about she's getting married at the time of Tosefes Yom Tov? Say he's getting married on Yom Tov itself, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. So you can't do Malacha, and there's no Simcha. So the Sefer Shalmei Toidah says, really, Enechanami. Tosfos could have said, you got married on Yom Tov. But the Gemara before said, we're talking about either he married her off and the night during the week, where there's no Malacha to be mevatel her from Masiyada. And then it says, Inami Shabbosim Yom Tov. It's Mashma, even during the day. So Tosfos has to give a case where you gave it in the day. How do you have a case of marrying her off on Yom Tov during the day? During the day you for sure can't marry her off. So Tosfos says that this man Tosefes, where Simcha doesn't apply. But the truth is, even at night you could have married her off. Why? According to the Shitas, there's no mitzvah of Simcha at night. I just want to end off. I'm not understanding Rabbi Chanan, because Rabbi Chanan is saying that, I'm sorry, I'm not understanding the answer given based on the Magen Avraham. The way the Chavetz Hasharon wants to answer based on the Magen Avraham is that the same way the Isser of Chametz does not apply Matzah Yom Tov, because Chametz is not dependent on Kiddush Hayoim, because you're not allowed to eat Chametz even on Chol HaMoed. So it's not dependent on Kiddush Hayoim, it's dependent on Yom Tov proper. So therefore, you're allowed to eat Chametz when Yom Tov proper is over. Likewise, he wants to say that getting married is dependent on, getting married is also not dependent on Kiddush Hayoim, because you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. So you would be allowed to get married at the time of Tosefes, because presumably the mitzvah of Simcha does not apply. So I just don't understand. So why could you be Yotzei the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov during the day if Simcha doesn't apply?
When you have to, it would have to extend into Yom Tov. You could start from before, but you would have to continue eating into. Could you finish eating your meal before Yom Tov starts? No.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have to. That means that you would have to have meat and drink wine after Tzeisak HaChavim.
Exactly. You have to extend. Start before, but you have to extend it into the Yom Tov.
So let's look at the. Okay. What's the lashon of? So you're saying Kiddush I could make, because that's Kiddushas Hayoim. I could extend Kiddushas Hayoim. And Legabe Simchas Yom Tov, the lashon of Tosfos though is, Aval Sudas Shabbos Yom Tov Matzi Achaluhu Mi Ba'oid Yom. You're saying, but that you would have to continue eating at night. I mean, is that what Tosfos says? that's what it would come out, I guess. But to me, Tosis is mashma, you could eat the whole thing during the day. Tosis Imsachim says, Sudas Shabbos V'yomtev, Matzi Achaluhu Me'odyom. So Rav Michael is saying, yeah, but according to what we're learning, that the mitzvah of Simcha is not dependent on Kedushas Hayom, and that's why you're allowed to get married, you would have to have B'yotzei Simcha in the nighttime. Okay, Rabbi Say. Have a wonderful day. Okay, thanks for joining today.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Kol tov. Be matzliach. Kol tov, bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.